Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D.
That's me.
Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Hey, welcome back for a Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. That means your week is basically over unless you work one of those weird schedules and you post things on Facebook like, this is my Friday. By the way, you don't get a Friday. It's Wednesday. Your days off are Thursday and Friday. It's not your Friday, just by the way.
Yeah.
You don't get to make your own calendar unless you're Julian. Are you Julian?
They're going
to
say Jewish for some reason.
Are you the Pope? Are you the Pope in the Middle Ages? No, you're not.
Wow, that was.
You've had strong feelings about
people claiming
days.
Yeah, I see that on people all the time. Sometimes it's people who work a weird schedule because they work on Saturdays and Sundays. I'll give a slight pass to. It's people who are taking like a little vacation. And so they're working a three-day week, and they're like, today is my Friday. No, fuck you. You just took Thursday and Friday off.
Oh,
settle down.
Vacation envy.
Yeah.
Runs deep. It's okay. No, I don't blame you.
Yeah, so
I used to have vacation days when I had a job. Oh, am I thinking about my joblessness again? Sorry. Let's move on.
Hey, it's okay, man.
I've been volunteering at the FEI Center in Carmichael. That's something.
Nice.
I got to play with a kestrel.
Nice.
Does anyone know what a kestrel is?
I do not know.
It's a bird.
Bird of prey,
the smallest of its kind. It was sitting on the desk.
Are you reenacting like old Falconer sketches from
I want to. I really should.
That is a terrible sketch, but I remember it. Coming up on the show today, we've got a giant lawyer fail or a potential new lawyer fail.
Wait, is the fail giant or the lawyer?
The fail is giant.
Okay, got it.
The person is not quite a lawyer yet, but the fail is giant. We'll get to that. We have a judge telling someone in front of them in the courtroom that they are, in fact, still legally dead. We'll get into that. You, sir, are, in fact, legally dead, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm not dead yet.
Exactly. It's a Monty Python sketch. Plus, we got a lot of really cool stuff. Let's start with something local, though. This just happened this past week. The McCormick and Schmick's, which is a chain, abruptly closed in downtown Sacramento. And it's the corner of what? 12th and J?
12th and J.
12th and J.
Was it under fishy circumstances?
No, I see what you did there.
I think its claim got jumped.
Oh. It did.
Okay. We're digging a hole here.
49er humor.
Most customers found out about the closing from a notice posted on the front door. It said, sorry for the inconvenience, but the restaurant is currently closed. And forever.
Yeah, I love that currently closed. No, it's just gonna be closed.
It's just closed.
It's done.
It's just
technically
closed.
True.
It's over.
But here's what's happening. The parent company of McCormick & Schmick's is...
Landry's,
and they are moving in with a Claim Jumper restaurant.
They got your Bubba Gump. They got your Chart House. They got your McCormick & Schmick. They got your Claim Jumper.
Morton's?
Your Morton's.
Morton's? Like the fisherman?
No.
They own a ton of stuff.
No.
Morton's the steakhouse.
Yeah, Gorton's is the fisherman.
Oh, see? Vegetarian Jew doesn't know from steakhouses.
I don't know from steakhouses.
Boy,
I don't know what's going on.
Is that a good value?
Those were very bad times.
It's true. You know, I never went to McCormick & Schmick's, so I don't have firsthand experience. I know I have friends who got like a gift certificate to there, and basically for the two of them to go out to eat, their bill was like $85, something like that.
Yeah.
And their $100 gift certificate was pretty much used up.
I bet it doesn't even, I mean, that just covered like one meal, not even all you could eat, right?
I don't know what, they're a couple, so
this leads into something.
It was
going.
He and she.
I'll pick up this thread in a moment.
No, that's fine. So they got like a $100 gift certificate to McCormick & Schmick's for their anniversary or something. I don't know exactly. It doesn't matter what for, but they're like, oh, we're going to go down, and they figured, you know, we'll go for $100. We should be able to go twice. And that was not, in fact, the case. So, yeah, it was. And from one of my friends who's been to a McCormick & Schmick's said the happy hours there are good, but the rest of it, eh.
The happy hours are great. There's one in downtown L.A. that I used to go to a lot when I was like a poor law clerk because they have this $2 burger deal.
Nice.
Which is what they're kind of famous for, that you get a beer and you get a burger for $2.
That's amazing.
Good. So, but yeah. It's a little bit expensive. I'm still kind of surprised that I can see when the arena opens, I can see that a Claim Jumper would be a good brand to have in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of surprised that it couldn't sustain the McCormick and Schmidt. Well, I guess I'm not that surprised.
I think in that area too, there are a lot of mid to higher priced restaurants that are available for people who are going to spend that much when they go out to eat. And there aren't really any good family style restaurants in that section of Sacramento. So I'm not really that surprised by the situation. I'm just happy that when they're closing one, they are going to be putting another one
right in.
Unlike Pyramid, which closed at the end, it was the end of February because it was right after my mom passed away. Well, I was back home in Vermont right after my mom passed away. And I was reading news online and I'm like, oh, Pyramid closed and they're not reopening. And so that was February. It's now October.
Yeah.
And that building is still empty. Yep. And that sucks.
It does suck. So, I'm sad though, because the McCormick and Schmidt inside is really pretty.
Right.
And now when it comes back as Lumberjack Gold Prospector aesthetic, it's not going to be as pretty.
Well, you don't
know
that.
And Claim Jumper is not, I don't know. I used to, okay, so I grew up in the burbs.
Right.
LA burbs, but the burbs still. And so like when the Claim Jumper went in, that was a really popular date night destination.
Oh, okay.
And I used to like it a lot. I went to one recently. It was okay. Mm-hmm. But their whole point is just like massive food. Their garnish is an entire apple. that's the proportion we're working with here.
Okay.
And they took their really good like cheesecake thing off the menu, which made me sad.
Don't they have like a chocolate pizza thing there for dessert? Does that sound like something
Maybe.
That's possible?
I don't know. Okay. I think it's one of these. Anything's I think possible, it's a, right? a brand that didn't used to be a Landry's and then got purchased, and I think it changed a bit. So I maybe. Maybe I have different memories of like old timey Claim Jumper. And then when I went recently to the one that was by Knott's Berry Farm in Southern California.
Okay.
Again, keeping with the panning for gold, old timey mm-hmm. West theme.
I've been to Knott's Berry Farm.
It's the best. Next to Disneyland. yeah. Anyway.
Oh, they have a chocolate chip calzone.
Interesting.
Mm. That sounds good. If you love chocolate, you'll love this. Baked fresh to order in a stone hearth oven with white and bittersweet chocolate chips, vanilla ice cream, and whipped cream. Okay. Takes 15 minutes, guys. Order early.
Wow. It's like a Pazookie. Let's
You're
go
welcome.
Try it.
That does
know,
sound interesting.
You know what else is open again now, too?
What's
which
that?
Makes me really happy because I work downtown. is the... So 4th Street Grill closed, mm-hmm. also seemingly kind of abruptly.
Yes.
And there were sort of these like quiet side conversations of, don't worry, the people who work there are just opening it. We just don't like the owners anymore.
But here's the thing. With that one, because I work at a TV news station, I had known about that for like a week when you're like, what the heck? They announced they're closing
it. I think a lot
it.
Of people knew about it for a week. Yeah. I think I just like hadn't opened that email.
Yeah, as opposed to this where it's just like they put a note up
no,
on the door.
Yeah, no, this was super fast. So, but it's open again. Old 4th Street Grill has been reborn as Foundation.
Nice.
It is owned by two people who were the longtime bartender and his wife, who I didn't realize they were married. But they now own the restaurant. It looks remarkably similar to 4th Street Grill, but it's now the walls are white instead of off-white. But the most important thing is their burger is back on the menu. It is a delicious hamburger. I think it's the best one in town. And you should go eat one.
By the way, it's not that they were off-white, now they're white. I think they just cleaned.
No, they did paint. It smells like new restaurant.
Oh, okay.
They put in shiny new fixtures and a lovely wood floor, and it's back and better than ever. I think they finally got their liquor license, because for like the first week, they sort of had a soft open because the license transfer hadn't gone through. So they had this beautiful bar that was devoid of bottles of anything.
Oh, there you go.
Anything there, but.
Speaking of clean floors, the Kings played an outdoor exhibition game against themselves on Sunday here on the Capitol Mall. Did you guys see any pictures of that?
Or? No, nope. I did not.
It was really cool. The Kings, at their own expense, by the way, it was all part of a big fundraising thing. There was like a little walk, and there were different charities that were benefiting different ones that the Kings players had picked out, and you could join like a team to walk for whichever one. And that led into a Kings Fan Fest, which led into an exhibition game outside, because one of the things about the new Kings Arena that they're very excited about, and I haven't seen all the details of the plans yet, but apparently the new Kings Downtown Arena is going to be a convertible.
Oh, that's neat.
With an open top, so they can open it up. So it was kind of an interesting look at basketball outside. And this was all done. The Kings owners paid for this whole thing. This wasn't part of the city. It wasn't part of the city budget or anything like that. So it was just kind of a cool way for them to say, hey, we're going to be down here. We're going to be doing this. And it should be an exciting season because there is a new attitude about the team, new coach, new owners, new everybody. Although what's really weird is a lot of them were with the Golden State Warriors before. Yeah. So not exactly a perennial powerhouse team, but it should at least be a little bit more interesting in Sacramento this year than it has been for the past several. Speaking of the NBA.
Oh, no, wait. Before we move on to there.
Yes.
Speaking of downtown.
Yes.
And the Kings.
Yes.
Oh. And charity.
Mm-hmm.
And the intersection of J and 12th.
Fair point.
Big reminder. If you're listening to the podcast Friday and it is before 6:30, or I'd say even at 6:30,
mm-hmm.
there is still time to get a ticket and come to the Kids Are Why Tasting a Benefit Auction, benefiting the YMCA of Superior, California youth programs that will be held tonight. Or right now, depending on when you're listening to this.
Right now.
At the Masonic Temple Ballroom at J and 12th. Right across, right at the other end of the block. Actually, McCormick & Schmidt's J and 11th. The
right.
other end of the block from the former McCormick & Schmidt. There is the Masonic Temple Ballroom. And for $45, so for a couple, for less than $100, all you can eat and drink, 15 restaurants, 7 wineries, 3 breweries, really good cause, tons of fun prizes to bid on, including Kings tickets.
Oh, there we go.
A lot of sports stuff. You like your sports. A lot of travel. You like your travel. A lot of restaurants. You like your restaurants. A lot of theater, comedy spot tickets, all kinds of good things. So come on out. It'll be good times. MC'd by the great Greg Saban as Newton Crothers, the Roosevelt Auto Mall.
And because it's a charity, it is tax deductible, correct?
I don't know. You'd have to ask your tax preparer.
Maybe.
I'm not sure about that. But any additional donations you make while you're there definitely are tax deductible. For the wife.
Well, that's what I meant.
So, yeah.
The noise you might hear in the background are my cats playing with a bottle cap, and there's a paper bag over there. So
it's like a combination of like cat curling and hockey.
Yeah, it's a combination of them being bored and feeling the need to make noise because that's what cats do. Cats and tiny children make noise.
That's true.
That's their thing.
And tiny cats make double noise.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is coming in Sacramento? This is what I found. I found this interesting. I don't know that I'm down with it, but there is a beer garden of sorts opening up right next to the Golden Bear, and it's all going to be in shipping containers.
Of course. Of course.
Why? Is it green?
And then we'll put a mustache on it and paint a cupcake on it. That's all you need to know.
Well, I think if you have enough to drink, you won't care that you're drinking in a shipping container. I think that's the idea.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Have you guys been... I'm going to make this all about Sacramento and me. Have you guys been to the Tank House barbecue place?
I was actually just about to say, speaking of beer garden places or whatever, like they have an outdoor patio there.
Yes.
I have not been yet. But that's like the fifth restaurant I've seen in that location. So Godspeed to you guys. I wish you luck.
I did go.
How
and
was it?
Here's my review.
Oh boy,
it was okay.
All right, food, beer. Like, what is it? What's it got going on there?
It's well, if you're thinking of going for the beer, that's not why you go there. They do have a bar. There's about 5 beers on tap, so it's not really that. That's not why you go to that place. It's not for the beer. You will go for the food. They've got the smoker going outside. Like, I walk over to the farmer's market on Saturday morning. The smoker is always going. Always going. They're out early. They're smoking their stuff. I got beef ribs. And the beef ribs were very good. And the half thing of beef ribs was plenty of food. I wasn't a huge fan of their two options of barbecue sauce that they brought out. Because one was, like, super garlicky. And that's, like, kryptonite to me. And the other one I was like, okay, but the ribs by themselves were actually really good. There was a nice char on them. They were good. The sweet potato tots I had were fantastic.
Oh, sweet potato tots.
Toby
Keith's.
Sort of, okay. But they were a little bit different than those.
Toby,
but they were
Toby Keith's.
Oh, you missed that. It was on the podcast. You should listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm behind. Okay. Forget it.
Ted Beck and I went to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, and then we went to see
I know. You guys went to see the awesome stuff, and I couldn't go, and that's fine.
Rush.
Okay. Oh, that's you. Okay.
I remember
that. You blotted
that.
It out.
It's okay.
It was harsh.
Yeah, I blocked it out because I really wanted to see that, and we still haven't seen it.
Sorry, Christiana.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you turned that around really well.
But, yeah.
I'm over it now.
So, that did that.
But I'll never forget.
Saturday. Saturday did that. And then with my friend Leslie, we went there for lunch. And then she's like, I haven't been to Lowbrow. Because every time we want to go to Lowbrow, it's packed.
It's so full, yeah.
It is.
Why are they so good?
But it was.
They also donated an auction item this Friday. So, maybe if you want to go, you can come bid on it. And then you'll have a gift certificate. It'll be awesome.
Thanks
to Clay Nutting.
This dovetails nicely into what I'm about to say. So we're having lunch at the Tank House at about like 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wrap up there, and she's like, well, I haven't been to Lowbrow because it's always so packed. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to Lowbrow as soon as we're done here. So we went over to Lowbrow, and if you get to Lowbrow 1 p.m, it's not super packed.
Yeah.
It's you know, there's a place to sit down. You can either be inside or outside. And so we went there, and I had, you know, had a couple of different type of beers, including I had the liter of beer.
Not a mason jar.
Not a mason jar. A giant beer, Oktoberfest beer stein.
Wow, that's amazing. A big.
It is. It was a liter of beer, and that was my second one. The first one I had was a double IPA. And if you haven't had a double IPA, it's like getting kicked in the taste buds.
Yeah.
Just because of the hoppiness, but I mean,
hop to it.
Yeah, so that was good. But if you want to check out Lowbrow in Sacramento, the best time to go
is right after you win your gift certificate from the Kids or Wives Tasting Benefit Auction. Tickets available www.ymcasuperiorcal.org. Continue.
Yeah, and hit them up early afternoon if you don't want to be in that huge crush of people. But they're busy all the time because they're good.
Yeah, it is so pleasant to sit outside though when it's not quite as busy.
Right,
that deck is a little piece of heaven. It's just so nice. The intersection. Watch people watch and the beer's good.
If you get there early enough, they don't have the pulsing dance music from all of the gay clubs. So that's another reason to get there early.
I like that. I think the music that comes out of the windows at the depot is good.
Plus, they have vegan sausages there, which are good for the vegetarians out there. There's got to be a couple, right?
Is that a gay euphemism?
Possibly.
Vegetarian sausages?
Take it as you want it,
that's
Nate.
That's a lesbian, right? Vegetarian sausage?
Hey,
I don't know. That doesn't mean anything. I don't know.
Or does it?
Oh, good.
What? I don't know.
Hey, you know the Miami Heat, the NBA champions?
I know of them.
That's true. They've got a new player, Michael Beasley. He had a rough game the other night.
No ponies for him.
Nope. He made his preseason debut for the Heat in a victory over the Pistons. He got 9 points, 2 rebounds, and reportedly one massive headache. According to the Miami Herald, he enjoyed a successful night overall, minus a little overeager self-discipline, because he was upset with himself over a missed shot. He started punching himself in the head while running back on defense.
Oh, God.
He punched himself so hard that he needed treatment after the game from the trainer.
Concussion? He punched himself in the head?
Yep.
Concussed
like,
himself?
Not accidentally?
Nope, on purpose.
I'm so mad.
That's not good.
A bat.
I mean, that seems bad.
The paper further reported on Twitter that Beasley's eyebrow was swollen and the team staff had treated him using the same medical tools that a boxing trainer might use on a fighter during a bout.
That's handy they had it.
He apparently began punching himself after being whistled for a traveling violation. So,
okay,
settle down. It's just preseason, and I know you want to make a good impression, but
not on your own head. The impression on his head.
Yeah, he did
because he punched himself
repeatedly.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone.
I do.
I'm here all night.
Hey, so Anchorman's coming out. Anchorman 2 coming out around Christmas this year. I'm excited. Anybody else excited? Just me?
I'm indifferent.
I'll do that. I'll go see that.
What is that sound? That's your stubble.
That's
on the
creepy.
Mic.
That's my
dear listeners. Yeah, that's terrifying. If you're here in person, like, I don't know what that means. What just happened? Maybe I can do it. What did I say about me?
Is that your?
I would.
No,
I would
thank
hope.
God,
not.
I have no stubble there.
I think you have a special
Phew.
Mic.
Well,
I will rub it on my leg in a minute.
Well, and I have stubble. You actually have a mustache, Ted, as opposed to just stubble. So that's fine. Anchorman's Ron Burgundy, not just
Tits McGee has the night off.
Yeah, he's doing a bunch of ads for. The Dodge, that just sounds like a wave coming through.
It's so soothing. Yeah. I'm suddenly so relaxed.
It does. You might have heard these because they are all over TV, but take a listen to Ron Burgundy.
On my right is the new Dodge Durango with up to 360 horsepower. On my left is one horse with 1 horsepower. It makes you feel pretty dumb, doesn't it? This thing is literally 360 times more powerful than you. Look at you. You're worthless. Mm-hmm. There you have it. 360 times better than a horse. Staring contest. Go. I win.
That's pretty funny.
That's just one of them. Here's another.
You know, a lot of people will tell you about the Dodge Durango's available Hemi V8 engine and 360 horsepower, but I'm the only one with the guts to tell you about this glove box. 0.1 cubic feet of storage, 12-volt light bulb, all in beautiful injection molded thermoplastic olefin. Comfortably fits 2 turkey sandwiches or 70 packs of gum. Say what? Look, I'm not lying. Gum for days. Is this a gumball machine? No, it's a Dodge Durango.
That's pretty funny.
All right.
So, yeah, if you remember correctly, with the first Anchorman movie, there was a big blitz, and he showed up in character on ESPN and all of these other places. So they took it to another level.
This has been one of those things that where I feel like, why hasn't this movie come out yet? God damn it.
I know.
Like, it's how long?
They're saving it.
Stop. Just release the film.
Release the film.
Oh my god! And the Kraken. I don't know.
Well, and the hounds.
Dodge brand C. The Dodge brand C.
Everything.
It's released.
Free somebody.
Free,
I don't know. Willy. Somebody on a T-shirt who's being held unfairly. Release that person too.
James Brown, I believe, is who we're worried about.
This has been in the can longer than Nelson Mandela.
And Prince Albert.
Too soon?
Nah.
Dodge brand CEO explained the similarities between Burgundy and Durango in a statement. Quote, just as Ron Burgundy is kind of a big deal, the 2014 Dodge Durango also stands out in the crowd with its combination of best-in-class power, towing, and fuel economy in addition to its class-exclusive technology.
Nope, Dodge.
Trying too hard.
Nope, too far.
Yep.
One step too far.
Yep. Well, that's what happens when you talk about a brand CEO. It's like, okay, you had something cool, and then you ruined it by talking.
Yep.
Yep.
GR Media.
That's a lesson most guys can learn. You ruined it by talking.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Pretty much.
Shh, just listen. Let them talk. Smile a lot. Go, uh-huh. Tell me more about that. And don't talk. That's my advice to guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ted. Hey, apparently, E might cancel Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What?
I know.
I don't care. Now, I said that with a K. Just the joke, it's hard because it's the radio thing recording.
Yeah, well, they are considering canceling it because the show's ratings have dipped to an all-time low of 1.7 million viewers, which represents a significant decline from the series high of 4.1 million.
But they even had babies.
Yeah, that's part of the... She hasn't had it yet.
On the show?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They should have that baby live.
Mm-hmm. But the series high tuned in to watch the wedding to Chris Humphreys.
And, we all know how well that went.
And it's gone down ever since. So, yeah, it's very boring. The most exciting thing is Kim has really swollen feet. That's the exciting thing.
Spoiler alert.
Look how swollen my feet are. Feet are swollen. So that's it. Hey, Scarlett Johansson, sexiest woman alive?
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Did anybody watch that was the Miley episode of Saturday Night Live where she was doing a Scarlett Johansson. They did another one of it's one of my favorite things they've done the last couple seasons. It's like screen tests.
Yes.
With their characters doing impressions, and it was a screen test for 50 Shades of Grey.
I
don't want to give Miley too much credit, but Miley's episode was good.
Yes.
Her singing was good, mm-hmm. And that shit was funny.
Bruce Willis's episode, not good.
I'm still at the beginning of it.
Oh, well, but I didn't get very far. No, I got a East Coast spoiler that it was awful.
Uh-huh.
And the first 10 or 15 minutes backed that up.
Well,
so
see,
I
don't know what to trust anymore because I have a friend on Facebook whose taste in TV and stuff I tend to like kind of match up to. And he was like, after the first two episodes of season, I'd say shut it down. But I thought the Tina Fey and the Miley were actually pretty good on an SNL scale.
Yeah, I thought those were both good.
I mean, we give them a long leash. Bless their little comedic hearts.
Bruce Willis, not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I like the dance party, the boys' dance party. I chuckled. Mm. I chuckled a little.
Bar Mitzvah boy came back. That's always fun.
That's more than I got out of last week's South Park.
Love it.
Good God.
I don't know.
Last week's South Park, not good.
It was just
them getting super preachy.
A lot of Vanessa Bayer. More Vanessa Bayer, the better. That's what I say.
I enjoy Vanessa Bayer a lot. She's very funny. Yep. Now, vacation is supposed to be your time away from the crazy. Remind me, never travel to the same vacation spots that these people have booked. Take the upgrade and trade your bus tour. Oh, my God, these people are nuts. These are some actual complaints received by the Thomas Cook Vacations from dissatisfied customers. Number one complaint. I think it should be explained in the brochure that the local convenience store does not sell proper biscuits like custard creams or ginger nuts.
I think that was Rob. I don't know ginger nuts, but I do know custard creams, and they are very popular in our house.
A lot of these complaints seem very British to me.
They are a lot of them British, but I'm also going to issue a little hashtag not a thing soon.
No, that's fine.
I think
these are actual complaints.
I know, but I think some of them are probably actually tongue-in-cheek.
Some of them might be.
I don't
You've read Yelp, though. People say stupid things. Maybe they're being tongue-in-cheek, too. It's hard to tell.
Number two, it's lazy of the local shopkeepers in Puerto Vallarta to close in the afternoons. I often needed to buy things during siesta time. This should be banned.
Oh, God. They should reinvent the entire culture for me.
On my holiday to Goa in India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food.
Oh, God.
That obviously not from a British person.
That would come from me.
That did not come from a British person.
Are you sure?
Well, British people love curry.
No, well, they don't love spicy curry. I read a thing in a trade magazine about how over the last 10 years, they've been able to slowly increase the spice level, but they invented dishes for Britain that were like palate dumbed down because they don't. Actually love, but they're getting better.
They were shepherd's pie flavored.
Kidney
blood pudding.
They're like chicken tikka masala. That's like that's a British Indian food.
Number four, we booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us we had to bring our own swimsuits and towels. We would assumed it would be included in the price.
Gross.
Idiots.
Did have somebody, I was someplace and somebody was like, you didn't tell us there wouldn't be towels. We didn't pack towels because it wasn't on the packing list. And I'm like, it was camp. It was a camp weekend. And I was like, Well,
I'll
think we have way more money than we do. Let me tell you.
I'll buy towels. Swimsuits?
Gross.
No.
That's not a thing.
No.
Number five, the beach was too sandy. We had to clean everything when we returned to our room.
That's dumb.
But there are different kinds of sand. You know, sometimes there's
it's a gritty sand, not a pebbly
extra
sand.
Sticky.
It's true. We found, this is number six, we found that the sand was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure shows the sand is white, but it was more yellow.
That's because someone peed in it. So I don't know why. That's not a reason, is it?
Whale
pee.
Here's someone from the Uptight file. They should not allow topless sunbathing on the beach. It was very distracting for my husband who just wanted to relax.
Well, you know, it's when you relax that happens. That's a vascular thing.
Yeah, lady, relax. Number eight, no one told us there would be fish in the water. The children were scared.
What? Unless it was the pool and the fish were a shark.
The
Shut
globe
up.
Cannot warm fast enough. Just take care of that problem.
Although the brochure said there was a fully equipped kitchen, there was no egg slicer in the drawers.
That's my favorite one.
Egg
or
slicer.
A cheese slicer.
We went on holiday to Spain and had a problem with the taxi drivers as they were all Spanish.
Aye.
That's definitely a British complaint.
It's kind of amazing. I feel like in any country, the taxi drivers are never
indigenous
people anyway. They're from somewhere else.
That seems like an American complaint to me. I don't know.
The way it is written very British.
That's true.
These all seemed like they were from a Brit website.
We went on vacation and never mind. Americans are the worst.
The roads were uneven and bumpy, so we could not read the local guidebook during the bus ride to the resort. Because of this, we were unaware of many things that would have made our holiday more fun. Because
there's no place else to read your brochure.
How about you read the brochure before you get there, pal?
Or when you get there.
It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England. It took the Americans only 3 hours to get home. This seems unfair.
See, that to me, I feel like was pulled from something that was funnier and longer. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. I compared the size of a one-bedroom suite to our friend's three-bedroom, and ours was quite significantly smaller.
Like a third of the size.
Yeah, I know.
Awful.
See, that one I question because I wonder if it's like I compared the size of the bedroom in ours to the size of the bedroom in the three-bedroom or something. I don't know. Like,
okay.
I try to... I benefit of the doubt time.
You're nice.
You know? I don't know.
And I'm not going to go through all of them, but this is one of my favorites. We had to line up outside to catch the boat, and there was no air conditioning.
That could just be bad grammar or like bad sentence structure, because maybe they meant, and there was no air conditioning on the boat, not outside. I don't
know. You're still on a boat.
Line up outside to catch the boat, and there was no conditioning on the boat. Oh, maybe while waiting, there was no air conditioning while they were waiting for the boat outside. All right, sorry. We got it.
Yeah.
I'm spacing out here.
Either way, settle down. If you're going someplace tropical, it's going to be hot and sweaty. And
the Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in cool or tool, cross-platform multi-dimensional marketing. Ted.
Fail. Tool.
Christiana.
I think we're talking about the guy who clarified the humor. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Christiana.
I don't know. Let me open this ice-cold Coca-Cola and think about it. Coca-Cola that I bought on Amazon.com through the Nate Darling Show link. Amazon.com with Prime, 2-day delivery. Back to you, Nate.
No. It's tool. You're trying too hard. And when you try too hard, your marketing fails.
Yes.
Good marketing is simple and easy to understand and resonates with people.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, people are like that. They remember Ron Burgundy, not a Dodge.
You know, and I would have remembered Dodge too, and I was fine with the ads until I saw his explanation, and then I'm like, oh.
I remember Durango, not Dodge, but I guess Dodge Durango.
I don't remember the car at all. The horse was white. It was a black background. The car was black. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've learned something. The difference between men and women and what they retain. Although you did see it and Ted was just listening, so
that's
there's that.
True.
Yeah.
I do not remember the horse.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Kardashians. Christiana.
Cool with a K. No. I'm just kidding. Tool with a silent K.
Think Cthul. Ted.
Cthulhu. Yeah, they're tools. Total tools.
They are, and I'm happy for Bruce Jenner for finally getting out, getting away from that harpy shrew. Christian.
Too bad he had to leave his nose behind.
He left that behind a long time ago. Now he's got to hang out in Malibu. And finally in Cooler Tool, complaining.
With
Ted.
Complaining. If it's an open letter, it's awesomely cool. No, I like complaining's fine as long as it's constructive complaining.
Christiana?
I consider it a sport.
How's that a caveat?
There wouldn't be much of a show if I thought complaining was anything but cool.
That's right.
It's kind of what I do here. I don't know if you're paying attention to that, but that's it for Cooler Tool. By the way, if you get to go on vacation, you can afford to go on holiday, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Seriously. What are you bitching about? God. Stay in Wolverhampton or wherever the fuck you're from then, if you don't like it. There's too many Spaniards. For your tastes.
Too many Spaniards in Spain.
There's too many Spaniards in Spain. You know what? Here in Mexico, the Mexicans just lie about all day. Come to California. We put our Mexicans to work. They don't get siesta.
Oh.
Unless they die in the fields. Sad moment.
Oh, it's a moment of silence. Okay.
There's not really silence because we have music playing in the background.
I was being silent.
That's true. You were. Hey, Christiana mentioned it earlier. The best way for you to support the show, and we really do appreciate it, is when you shop on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It's simple. Go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab or anything that says Amazon on there, really, and it will bring you right to their site. You can bookmark it, too, and just go back to that if that's what you'd like to do. But it doesn't cost you anything extra, and it does help support the show. It takes a couple of pennies out of the pocket of the man and puts it into our pockets so we can do things. Here, like, buy extra things so that we can do this. And this.
Holy crap, dude!
Yeah, we can do this.
No.
Yeah.
Without your money, we cannot have
a... Yeah, no. Without your money, here's what would happen if no one bought stuff through the Nate Darling Show. Yeah, the podcast might go away.
Oh.
It might.
Oh.
It probably wouldn't, but it might.
Oh.
It might. God might call the podcast home.
Oh, well
played. If you don't do all of your Amazon shopping this holiday season through NateDarlingShow.com, Jesus is calling the podcast home.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to...
I don't want to be here for that.
You don't. We're going to put another microphone up. It'll be great. Yeah, and we'll be able to buy another microphone for Jesus when he comes home to the podcast.
I have some questions for him.
Do you?
Yes. I think he created microphones on like the ninth day, so if you just wait...
It was really more God. It's more like God and Son.
God and Son.
God and Son, yeah.
And the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, well, that's just like the weird neighbor.
The weird neighbor.
That's honestly how it goes. The Holy Ghost is like Kramer. So it's like Jerry, George, and Kramer.
I've learned so much about Christianity in the past 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know. through Jews. Jesus was a Jew. So Jerry Seinfeld. Is God. George Costanza is Jesus. And Kramer was the Holy Ghost next door.
So Seinfeld is George's father.
Sort of.
Oh, his father figure, perhaps.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Elaine is Mary Magdalene because she was a whore.
She's the Jenna Jameson of Seinfeld. I don't know.
The things she did with Putty, it was terrible.
Oh, he was like Putty in her hands. That was dumb. Shut up, Ted. Okay. Where's Becca when I need her?
Wow.
The awkward silences.
It's okay. I often refer to Ohio as the Florida of the North, but this time it really does earn its reputation. A man who disappeared decades ago is finding there's no easy way to come back from the dead. Donald Miller Jr. went to court this week to ask a county judge to reverse a 1994 ruling that declared him legally dead after he vanished from his home 8 years earlier.
Oh, the law.
But the judge turned down his request, citing a 3-year time limit for changing a death ruling. County probate judge Alan Davis called it a strange, strange situation. We've got the obvious here, a man sitting in the courtroom. He appears to be in good health, said Davis, who told Miller that the 3-year limit was clear. I don't know where that leaves you, but you're still deceased as far as the law is concerned.
He can do anything he wants then, right? Dead men can't be tried for murder.
Well, they can't wear plaid. I've learned that from a Steve Martin movie.
That's true.
He resurfaced about 8 years ago and went to court so that he could get a driver's license and reinstate his social security number. His ex-wife had opposed the move, saying she doesn't have the money to repay the social security benefits that were paid out to her and the couple's two children after he was declared dead. Robin Miller said her former husband vanished because he owed big child support payments and that the overdue payments totaled $26,000 by 1994. He's 61 and he told the judge that he disappeared in the 80s because he lost his job and he was an alcoholic. He lived in Florida. Shocker. And Georgia before returning to Ohio around 2005. His parents told him about his death when he came back to the state. So he didn't actually declare himself dead. He just sort of dropped out of sight. He said,
"Well, somebody had him. His
right. His wife
had him declared
legally dead.
Benefits.
Yeah, my guess is his ex-wife.
It was the perfect crime.
It kind of went further than I ever expected it to." Miller said, "It just kind of took off and ended up in different places.
Weird. You planned it so well."
His attorney said he may be able to challenge the Social Security Administration in federal court, but does not have the financial resources to do so. So, you're still dead, dude.
Wow!
Congratulations. The law. It doesn't make sense.
There's one thing the world needs, more living dead people.
Yeah, that's not a lawyer thing. That's just
the law.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't blame lawyers for that one. No. I have to blame politicians for that one.
What if? Oh yeah. I wonder if the shutdown will still be going on as of Friday.
Yeah. Well, what are we? As we record this, where I think we're 14 days in it. That's where I put the over under.
Wasn't the 17th the day that they have to have it done by?
That's the debt ceiling.
Yeah, well, that's bad news, too.
It is.
Sorry, I'm getting a little political, I guess, or whatever.
That's okay. Did you guys see the big rally held in Washington by...
the big rally?
Well,
I don't do rallies.
The Million Man
or pay attention to
World War II veteran rally?
That's the one. It was
the Tea Party idiots? Uh-oh. Sorry, all the Tea Party listeners out there. I love you all.
Yes, Tea Party. We have a large Tea Party audience.
I'm sure we do.
Right, we have another spot of tea. That's the only Tea Party audience that we have.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Are you having tea?
In-laws, maybe.
It's entirely possible that they would be listening.
They've tuned out.
Friends.
Friends.
Yeah. I have lots of Tea Party friends.
Do you? Are they listening?
I do, actually.
Really?
No, they're not listening.
Yeah,
yeah, I went to... I have,
they don't trust the technology.
I have a very diverse, in all ways,
that's cool,
group of friends.
You'd have a Jew, a Tea Partier, a Vermontian.
Yeah.
All the crazy.
Oh, I got a
tribes.
Lot of hardcore Republican friends of both the Tea Party and non Tea Party variety.
Yeah, you argue with them on Facebook on a regular basis too.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I don't. Engage. I'm missing it on Gawker. Anyway, there was a rally and basically it was Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz, some moronic jerk I'd never heard of who urged the president to put down the Quran.
Right. Because
yes, that's what he does when he goes to church. That's what he does when he was at the Reverend Wright's church every week, worshiping
right.
the Quran. Anyway,
what?
So stupid.
What?
By the way,
why?
Let me just say this: you Tea Party jackasses.
Ooh. I don't know why.
Stop trying to exploit the World War II veterans who at this point are all very old, some slightly confused, but do not deserve to be used as pawns in your little game.
As far as I'll get on that regard is that I cannot let my brain go too far down the path of Republicans suddenly caring about the plight of veterans without things short-circuiting,
right.
steam coming out of my head.
Yeah.
And then I just have to walk back slowly away. And leave it.
Yep.
Yeah, I
just gotta leave it there.
On Twitter, I chastised Ted Cruz.
Ooh.
Oh, on Twitter,
oh, no,
shit.
You didn't.
An open tweet.
It was sort of an open tweet. He posted something along the lines of Americans don't want Obamacare, and then the hashtag Make DC Listen. That's... By the way, if you type anything with the hashtag Make DC Listen, you're an idiot, unless you're doing it ironically.
Oh.
I replied. You are dead wrong, and then cited two different polls that state that 2/3 of Americans actually do want the Affordable Care Act, which by the way, is in fact the law of the land, passed Congress, was signed by the president, and was upheld by the Supreme Court, which is sort of not headed, but is has a member that believes in the devil incarnate and has talked about that very freely recently. I'm talking about you, Justice Scalia.
We know you're listening.
We know you're listening, Justice Scalia.
Elite order from Amazon.
Hey, Justice Scalia, it's me, the devil. I'm here.
Oh, dear.
I'm here. I'm doing a podcast.
Spoiler alert.
You didn't know where it was coming from. Seriously, I think every... What must Halloween be like in Justice Scalia's neighborhood? Everybody dressed up as the devil coming to his door and go, hey, it's me. Give me some candy. Oh.
Jules.
Anyway.
Nice. Holy water spray bottle.
Nice.
Sidebar. I mentioned the... What are you doing, Dave?
I'm spraying devils with a spray bottle of holy water. That's what he does, I imagine, in my head.
The power of Christ compels you.
Have a good Halloween. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
I know. It's awesome, though.
Yay!
So this is a massive lawyer fail. A law student, not an actual lawyer yet, allegedly lives out issues... this is a stupid headline. Anyway...
it makes sense to my kind.
It does, but not to, anyway.
Also, what up, Hastings Sharks? Whoop whoop!
A Hastings law student, Megan Ann Zotto,
best kind of law student,
was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and enhancement of causing great bodily injury, as well as felony leaving the scene of an accident. Oh. Police have also performed blood tests, and prosecutors reserve the right to charge her with driving under the influence, depending on the results of the test. It has been a tough week for Hastings on the public relations front. They had some racism in the school library, and Dean Wu potentially being an alien to this. But it's all part of a whole thing. Anyway, here's the police report of the incident. Police say the violence happened about 12:45 a.m., last Saturday, after Zotto was asked to leave a bar on the block. She and a man were walking to a car parked across the street when they saw the taggers using markers to deface a library wall. When the man told them they should not be doing that, he was confronted and pushed several times. Zotto was standing outside her car and told the group that she was going to call police. Police said someone in the group punched her at least twice in the face, and either that person or another person in the group grabbed her cell phone away. That's when she got into her car, which the group began rocking and tagging.
Jeez Louise.
Before she was able to drive off. Police said she then made a U-turn before driving down the wrong side of the street at the group.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A bystander was in the middle of the street when he was struck and knocked about 100 feet. Oh. His head cracked the windshield. Authorities then said she drove away but was followed by witnesses who boxed her car in until police arrived and arrested her.
That's horrible.
I'm trying to find, like, which branch of the library do we think that was? 14th Street, is that like the Mission? What is that? I'm gonna figure out what bar she's at. So I'm proud, it's probably not the right word, but I'm a Hastings alumna. And if 14th Street is not in the neighborhood, I would say, like, that's an average Friday night getting assaulted on your way out of a bar if you're drinking by the school, because
sure.
It's just kind of what happens.
Yeah, but do you then get in your Mercedes and try and run them down?
I have them. I'm pretty sure you had parking nearby. Really? No, you shouldn't try to run them down. And I do like the way that above the law ends the argument, though, by saying that this is why rational jurisdictions don't write laws allowing victims to respond with deadly force if they can safely flee.
Yeah.
So maybe she thought she was in Florida Corner and could do it.
My guess is she had the opposite of beer goggles, but like beer muscles.
Beer muscles.
Beer
yeah.
muscles. Beer right foot is what she had.
So, yeah, no, it's all kinds of bad. And she probably now is going to have to pay a lot of law school loans back without the benefit of having a legal job.
Yeah, because I can't imagine anyone is going to hire her for any
No, it's
sort
not
of...
hiring. You have to pass. There's a moral character application.
Oh, that's true. That's
before
true.
Before you can get your license.
Because my friend Jay, who has passed the bar in New York and has taken the bar in California, I was one of his character
yep.
people.
So I am a state-approved moral person, just so you know.
Oh, awesome.
I'm super moral.
Wow.
So actually, what it is, there's a couple things. You have to do the moral character application, then you also have to pass an ethics exam,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't actually test whether or not, like, you're ethical. It tests whether or not you know just how ethical you have to be to avoid getting prosecuted or sued for malpractice. So it's like testing, like, the how close can you get to that line without going over it and still, it could maybe. I don't think it actually accomplishes what it wants to accomplish.
It does seem appropriate for a lawyer, though. That you know just how far you have to go.
Yeah.
To technically get away with something.
Right. It is the it's the limits. It's kind of it's not great.
So here's what we're saying. Don't run people down in your car.
Even if they tag a library.
Yeah. I mean, let them tag the library. I mean, at least they can write.
I was
sort
hoping
of.
When I read it that it was something like she like ran over them while they were shaking her car and she took off and this
yeah,
would be,
no.
That's totally reasonable if they're shaking your car. But it's the turning. If you ever, here's your free legal advice. If you ever have to turn around and come back to do something to someone, that's going to be prosecuted much more strongly than if it just happens while you're trying to get away.
Yeah.
So don't turn around.
Is the caveat that if you're in Florida and you say I was scared? I was so scared I had to make a U-turn and run them over.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith.
So what you're saying is the Kenny Rogers song, Ruby, when he says, God sakes, turn around, that she's probably best to not do that?
Yeah, just don't turn around.
Just
you wanna see my mom
take your love to town. Yeah, it's mashing stuff up here.
Aw.
Sorry.
Hey, who loves
Where was she on 14th Street? Somebody needs to solve this. Somebody listening in the barrier, tell me. This is bothering me.
Hey, do you guys love vanilla?
Ugh. Having read the story, no. I used to love vanilla.
Ted used to love vanilla.
I do. I love it. I love it no matter what. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, the next time you get a whiff of a freshly baked cupcake, just know that it came out of a beaver's ass. Well, not the cupcake, of course,
but
the fragrance. It's what what beavers use to claim their territory. According to Time, which I don't believe.
Time.
Liberal
please. Media. Yeah,
well, I'm just saying magazines. Are those even a thing?
So.
Castoreum is a, quote, fragrant brown slime that comes from a beaver's castor sacks. By the way, beaver in French, castor. Anyway.
Castor sack is the name of my new rock band.
Nice. It's been used widely in food and perfume for nearly a century. It's in everything from booze and baked goods to pudding, candy, gum, and ice cream. Although, take heart, not everything that smells like vanilla contains that. The total consumption is only about 250 pounds annually. 250 pounds of delicious beaver buttock juice.
Buttock juice.
But it does get better. Because of its close proximity to anal glands, castoreum is often a combination of castor gland secretions, anal gland secretions, and urine. Quote, you can milk the anal gland so you can extract the fluid. That's according to ecologist Joanne Crawford. You can squirt castoreum out. It's pretty gross.
Gross? More like delicious.
Sounds like
so is there like beaver barns where people are milking beavers all day?
Beaver has nipples. Can you milk me? I don't know.
That's gross.
Natural.
I don't know.
I have nipples, Fokker. Can you milk me?
Yeah,
because the FDA considers the ingredient safe, in some cases, manufacturers don't even have to list it as an ingredient on the package and may instead refer to it simply as natural flavoring.
See, the thing about that is I don't think beaver extract is kosher, so I wonder if kosher foods with this stuff in it is actually kosher. No one cares about the Jews.
Ask your rabbi.
Could it be like honey, the only kosher food to come from a non-kosher animal?
Ooh.
Fun fact.
But they're making that. This is coming directly from the animals.
I know.
Okay, you know. You know how it goes.
I don't know. I just want to throw it out there. I just really like sharing the honey fact.
That's a good fact.
It
didn't even really register in my mind. Yeah.
It is.
You know that certain bugs are kosher? Fascinating, but not bees, obviously.
Not bees, or it ruins my fun fact.
Yeah.
Hey, please don't take that from me.
Did you guys see the pictures that were circulating on the internet this past week of the Japanese hornets in China?
Oh, my God. They're huge and disgusting.
They're like the size of your thumb, and they've taken down cows.
Ugh,
it's crazy.
Yikes.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would want to be in China. I know there's billions of them, but still.
Yeah. Why don't they leave China? Any Chinese there.
What's interesting is
the brochure didn't tell me. Sorry.
One of my friends and former coworkers is moving to China in December. Her and her husband are moving there for at least a year.
What's the just for shits and giggles?
They got there was some sort of opportunity to go and live and work there, and they are people who like to travel, so they are taking advantage of the opportunity to go to China.
Cool. Hope they read the brochure. Know what
well,
to expect.
Time for shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you can expect?
Chinese
shots
people.
Shots and government surveillance.
Because
their government does not get shut down. No one shuts down the Chinese government.
Oh, does that mean that we're not being surveilled while this whole thing? No, of course not. All the military.
It's only non-essential people who were sent away. I'm sure the NSA is listening to everything we say.
Even this?
No, not this.
Okay.
You know, hey, NSA, if you need to buy Christmas gifts for people, right? I mean, I know you don't have a soul, but you do have loved ones. Go ahead and hit NateDarlingShow.com and then the Shop Amazon tab and do all your Christmas shopping there. Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah.
Or whatever black soulless winter celebration you do.
You talking about Kwanzaa? That's not right.
No.
Okay, sorry.
No, there's no gifts at Kwanzaa. That's a reflective time of something.
Oh.
I don't really know because I'm a really white guy from Vermont and we don't have Kwanzaa there. Just saying. It was also made up in the 60s, so yeah, whatever.
Every holiday was made up at one point.
They were, but not in the 60s.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean,
or just
every religion was made up too. That doesn't mean I have to give Scientology any credence.
True enough.
Hey, so Elmo bad, Elmo go to jail. The man known for dressing up in an Elmo costume and harassing New York City tourists with anti-Semitic outbursts.
Elmo thinks you're the devil.
I don't know. I think it's something anti-Semitic to say.
Elmo sees kikes.
Oh, God. Anyhow.
Elmo wants to know why you killed Jesus.
Oh.
You know, I think I'm the only one who actually went anti-Semitic there, but okay.
It's pretty anti-Semitic to say they killed Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's pretty anti-Semitic. Yeah,
I thought it was just factual.
Oh no.
Boy.
The Romans.
Oh, have I gone that far? Okay.
Well, it's just historically inaccurate.
Okay. That's true. The Romans did kill him. I did. I played
Democracy killed Jesus. I mean, really. They took a vote. So.
They did, and as someone who played Pontius Pilate in an Easter play once, I'm washing my hands of the whole thing. Anyway, he was sentenced in Manhattan Criminal Court to a year in jail after he admitted trying to extort $2 million from the Girl Scouts. Non sequitur. Before the sentencing, the man, whose name is Dan Sandler, who also has gone by the name Adam Sandler,
no relation.
I wish there were, because then there would not be a Jack and Jill 2. He told the judge, Robert Stoltz, that he was not remorseful. Quote, "This is not a case of someone in the back room of an office trying to embezzle money. This is more of a protest, like laying down in the intersection." He then added, "I am in no way sorry to the Girl Scouts organization because I think they are a corrupt organization."
Wow.
But their cookies.
What did he do?
And their calendars. Do they still sell calendars? I don't know.
They're just cookies.
I have no idea.
Anyway, in addition to opposing a one-year sentence, the judge issued permanent orders of protection for two female employees of the Girl Scouts whom Mr. Sandler had been accused of harassing. Last month, he's 49, by the way, and from Ashland, Oregon, pleaded guilty to reduced charges of second-degree attempted grand larceny and third-degree stalking in return for the one-year sentence. Prosecutors said he sent harassing emails in 2012 to his former supervisor at the Girl Scouts. Ah, there you go. He worked there in 2007 and 8 on a short-term computer programming project. He also tried to force his way into the organization's headquarters in Manhattan. In some of his emails, Mr. Sandler demanded $2 million cash and threatened to spread the false story that the Girl Scouts regularly arranged sexual encounters between men and its campers if he did not get his money. The sentencing was just the latest in many odd encounters he's had with the law. In the 90s, he operated a pornographic website in Cambodia called Welcome to the Rape Camp.
Gross.
Wow, what a good guy. Which purported to show videos of non-consensual sex. Cambodian authorities deported him in 1999. You know it's bad when you get kicked out of Cambodia.
Yeah.
Get out. After he left his job with the Girl Scouts in November 2008, he bought an Elmo suit for $300 and joined the other costume characters in Times Square and Central Park and charged money to have his picture taken with children.
Creepy.
So that's all you got to do. By the way, if you're traveling anywhere, like say to LA or New York, and you see a bunch of costume characters and you're like, oh my God, this is awesome. No, those aren't like party people. They're
vagrants.
They're vagrants and insane people.
Hobos?
Quite often. Yeah, they're anybody with $300 for a suit. He soon became known as Evil Elmo and Bad Elmo for his habit of making obscene rants at passersby. In fact, last year, one of his outbursts in Times Square led to the arrest and a guilty plea for disorderly conduct. He then moved to San Francisco, where he was spotted delivering similar tirades in a park before being arrested in May.
You should just go to the South.
Yeah. His lawyer, Lori Cohen, by the way, that sounds pretty Jewish for a man who's anti-Semitic, said he pleaded guilty to an extortion to avoid the trial and risk longer sentence of the original top charge, which was first-degree attempted larceny. Still, Ms. Cohen said the evidence was weak. Is there any realm in which we think the Girl Scouts would pay him money because he sent them emails? It was sort of a silly case.
She said Jewishly.
Yes, she did.
She said Jewishly.
A journalist added Jewishly.
By the way, if the case was that weak, why did you settle?
That's a question.
That's a fair question.
Trial, I guess.
Still.
I don't know.
I don't know. Look, if you're a lawyer and you're urging your client to settle, you're stepping out and going, it's a pretty weak case. No, it wasn't. If it was a really weak case, you would have gone to trial because you knew you were going to win. Either you're a bad lawyer or the evidence was stronger than you thought.
Is that true, Christiana?
If you end up going to trial, you're a bad lawyer?
Well, no. What I'm saying is if the evidence actually was really weak, why would you urge your client to accept a plea deal that would involve a year in jail?
Well, it depends what the potential outcomes were. It's almost always better to take a sure result than to gamble.
Fair.
And so if he could have gone to jail for 5 years instead of 1 year, you know, depends how weak the evidence is.
Plus, okay. Maybe didn't have the
you
money
just never
to pay.
Know.
I call
and you may not be able to.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, maybe. It is. There's a lot that's.
I call
that.
Bullshit. Arnie Becker would never settle. L.A. Law reference. Anyway, this
that's
is
retro.
It is.
Liquid TV retro.
Since Canadian Thanksgiving was this week, I thought this an appropriate story. Cooperation between the U.S. and Canada in sort of a way. A U.S. charity has given $52,000 to the Maritime Moose Sex Corridor.
What?
As you do.
It's a thing. The Nature Conservancy of Canada has received a $52,000, $753 donation from a New York-based conservation charity.
That is precise.
Mm-hmm. To promote interprovincial moose love between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick.
Inter what?
Interprovincial.
Oh, provincial. Okay.
Andrew Holland, a spokesman for the Nature Conservancy of Canada, said the donation from the Open Space Institute shows there is international relevance to the efforts to create a corridor for wildlife to encourage more of the New Brunswick moose population to cross over to neighboring Nova Scotia and find mates.
Look, if God wanted those moose to have sex with each other, I have no idea. Never mind.
He said, certainly in New Brunswick, the moose populations have been healthy, but Holland said in Nova Scotia, there have been long-standing issues because the parasitic disease that basically came in, brain worm,
yeah,
that moose were impacted with, which are largely from white-tailed deer, those dirty bastard white-tailed deer. It's all part of a program dubbed the Moose Sex Project.
Yay.
Because why wouldn't you call it that? It's aimed at acquiring and maintaining a narrow strip of an isthmus, which is a strip of land between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, to help preserve the declining population of Nova Scotia mainland moose. The Nova Scotia mainland moose have been endangered since 2003, and Holland estimates there are only about 1,000 of them remaining, compared to 29,000 in New Brunswick. Apparently, the donation is significant because it allows the organization to leverage more money from the federal government. 6 years ago, the Canadian government announced it would invest $225 million in the Natural Areas Conservation Program and entered into an agreement with the Nature Conservancy of Canada. As part of that agreement, they must find matching funds for every federal dollar. So there you go. If you'd like to donate money to a charity for moose to hump, we've found one for you because that's what we do. What happens is when you build new highways and there's cutting and different development, moose and other animals get confused. Their landscape and their habitat gets fragmented. They kind of lose their way. Hopefully the moose aren't shy. Another part of the plan is to install cameras along the corridor to try to get a better feel on traffic, what species are there, and what they're doing. So there's going to be some moose porn.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
That's just...
Apparently, Cape Breton moose haven't been finding their way to the mainland due to difficulties crossing the Strait of Canso in the concentrated population on the north end of the island. So basically, moose have terrible senses of direction, and they need to hunt more, and white-tailed deer are parasitic jerks.
They're the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The devil deer.
Devil deer.
Devil deer.
Devil deer.
Devil deer. I don't know.
This has gone way off the rails. Yeah. I have no idea. It's very, very strange. Hold on.
You have your Canada hat on.
I do. It's true. I don't know.
Your Canada on the brain.
I do. I do. And now I'm looking for a drop that I can't find. It's not this one.
We want more Mexican Americans.
It's not that.
More Orientals and more Negroes.
I mean, we do, but that's
more
not
moose.
That's not it
more
at all.
More moose sex.
No, that's not at all. Where did it go? I've completely lost it. I don't know.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Back on track.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
All right. This is sort of a combination small town news, Florida corner thing.
Ooh, the best of two worlds.
Sort of. It's not a happy story. Right. Headline, Florida says USPS lost his father in the mail.
Oi.
Dateline Springfield, Vermont. It's been 2 weeks since John Schaefer received the package at his sister's house in Springfield, but his disappointment over what he found inside is still palpable. Pops has always said he wanted to come home, Schaefer said. The package was supposed to contain an urn holding some of his late father's remains. The rest are in Florida, where he passed away from cancer last year. His parents are buried up here, a little cemetery in Bellows Falls, and he said that it would be good to just be taken home. So that's where he'd be close to Graham and Gramps. That's why I figured I would bring part of him home. At least he's with his parents. Well, Schaefer's fiance mailed the package from Florida. The Cocoa, Florida resident was already in Vermont when he received it. He knew immediately something was wrong. Torn edges, crumpled corners, and tape covered it. And to see the box, the condition it was in when he got it kind of freaked him out, because he was like, I'm hoping everything's in there. And then when he started digging through, come to find out, he's not in there. He said, I got emotional between getting emotional and getting mad. Then the confusion. Children's clothes, not in the original shipment, were now inside. He notified the USPS immediately. In a statement to Channel 3 News, the USPS said, we have a robust investigation ongoing. This includes action in Vermont, Florida, and our mail recovery center, where unidentified items that become separated from packaging during mail handling are directed. Schaefer is still waiting on the results of the investigation. In the meantime, he's trying to stay positive, like his mom, who was married to the same man for 42 years. You know, my dad was a traveling man. He was a truck driver for years and always said that he liked to travel. And his mom said, you know, he's just out there traveling again. You know, it just kind of gave me a little chuckle. But he wants the remains back. Yeah. He said it's a small urn, about 3 inches tall, bluish green with gold. And it's my dad. I'd like to get it back. Said my dad was a man, my number one guy. So.
Well, there's just more pieces of it in Florida, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
So what's the... I'm just kidding.
And scattered somewhere about a mail sorting place.
Like, we'll put some kids' clothes in here instead. They'll never know the difference.
I think the moral of the story here is... Go ahead and use FedEx if you're going to be mailing your dead relative to somebody.
I guess so.
Wow.
Yikes. I wonder what part. That's weird. I don't know. I've never heard of someone just cremating a part of someone and sending it.
Well, no, you cremate the whole person.
Oh, excuse me. That makes it worse.
Cremate part of him. Look, I only want the lower half of me cremated. I want you to bury my torso.
Well, cremation's expensive, right?
But I'm a hiker, so I would like you to cremate the bottom half of me and spread my ashes on the hiking trails.
That makes more sense.
No, it's just powdery residue. He'll be fine. Mix right in with the mud. Yeah, I feel bad for the guy, but I don't know what to say other than maybe get the delivery insurance next time.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that'll help.
It might.
Package tracking.
Yeah, FedEx. Come on, spend the extra. It's your dad.
Yeah.
Although it was her father-in-law when she mailed it. But still, I think it's only fair that you go ahead and, you know, maybe spend, yeah, what is it, an extra $8-$10 to send dear old dad back to Vermont to get buried, to get scattered next to Graham and Grandpa? I don't know.
Seems worth it.
Yeah, it does to me. But anyway, so that's a little combo of Florida Corner small town news.
All right.
Sometimes things that are jammed together aren't necessarily good.
Like mayonnaise and peanut butter.
Or mayonnaise and anything, really.
Oh, you're not a fan.
Hey, if you're listening to this on Friday, go to that YMCA thing.
Yeah, you should. It's going to be super fun.
15 restaurateurs.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Take your date out. Impress your date with your philanthropic nature.
Yeah. Or
do something for the kids.
Yeah, and then you can take her away. Or him away. Don't be so sexist.
I wasn't.
Take your man.
Take your date.
Take your man. Yeah, and you said it.
And I was fine.
And then you impress her with your philanthropic. No. Impress him.
No, did I say that?
You did.
Rewind it.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, impress your date with your philanthropic
side.
Well,
yeah, I could be talking about a same-sex couple, too. So maybe you shouldn't be so discriminatory against same-sex couples.
Yeah. Both of you.
I think we're all racist here.
Yes.
No, we're not. It's
everyone's
fine. Come to my
racist
party. It's going to be fun.
More Mexican Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
Oh,
see, no,
God.
Not at all.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Just come to our event. It's
going
to be awesome.
It won't be racist.
We'll see you there.
And right after that, you have a great weekend. We're going to leave you with music from the new Wallpaper album, Ricky Reed Is Real. This is Life of the Party. I'll have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Come
bye-bye
to Lady Business tomorrow. Bye.
We are, we are, we are the life of the party. Hey. We are, we are, we are the life of the party.